This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always I begin by reminding myself and you of taqwallah. I send my prayers and your prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah azza wa jal. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases my taqwa and your taqwa. That Allah increases our fear of Him and our love of Him. And our hope in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you better tomorrow than you are today, and that you have a better day in the coming days than the days you experience now. Allahumma ameen. Some of the great imams and scholars of our faith, they have a saying where they say, Ra'sul Amr, the most important thing in life is makhafat Allah or taqwa Allah, is to be afraid and fearful of God, Allah Almighty. Sometimes when we look into our life, and certainly when we look into the lives of others, we find absence the thought that there is one who I am more accountable to than my own self. And the fear of Allah is not ever meant to be like the fear you have of any created being. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you know that the totality of all things and all affairs belongs in the hand and in the power of Allah alone. And that if your relationship with Allah goes out of balance, that the consequence of it may affect you in things that are in balance. So there are certain things that I and you may be happy with in life. But those things that we're happy with, they may change on account of our changing circumstances in our relationship with Allah and not prioritizing Allah Azza wa Jal. After Salatul Jumu'ah last week, I was one of the last people to come down from the Musalla. And I was surprised to see maybe 6 or 7 used tissues left upstairs by some of the boys. And I thought to myself, 1 or 2 may be an accident. 3 or 4 is a coincidence. But 6 different tissues in different places, left by different people, means that the thought of what a masjid is and the thought of being accountable to Allah, that a place where people make sujood, a place where people come for nothing really up here than the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, that a person intentionally, not 1 or 2, but more than 1 or 2, left something that they know they would not want to touch if it didn't belong to them. The problem with that isn't that they don't understand it's wrong. See, the thing about fearing Allah is that people know right from wrong. The Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, Al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin. halal is clear, it's known, it's evident, everybody understands, this is right. Wal haram ubayyin, haram is clear, everybody knows this is wrong. So when somebody chooses wrong over right, and listen to my words, it's not somebody made a mistake, it's not somebody forgot, it's where you and I, in our mind, we made a calculated choice that I'm going to do what I know is objectionable, is not right, is inappropriate, is against the teachings, the culture, the sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the problem with that isn't education, it's that a person does not fear Allah Azza wa Jal. In the first week that I was here, last week when I was speaking with all of my high school students, there was only one talk that I gave from 7 to 10, which is about the signs that in your heart there is a growing disease, there's a problem. And one of those signs, the first sign, is that when you do something wrong, it doesn't bother you. When you do something that others, if they see you, say, why'd you do that? How could you do that? This is the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. If it was done in your kitchen at home, your mother would be upset with you. If somebody was to put a tissue on your bed, you would object. What are you doing? This is my room. But this is the place of the angels. This is the place of those who come for ruku' and sujood. This is the place where instead of leaving behind, you pick up what you find. One of the most beautiful moments in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, teaching us things subtly. There used to be a homeless woman. I want you to hear that word. See, being poor is not a bad thing. Being poor, not having a lot, is not a bad thing if you are honorable and you remain upon the truth. You remain doing what's right. You remain with your salah. There are people who are wealthy but don't know Allah. They are worse than those who are poor who know Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the pleasure of regularity of salah and deprive you from wealth if your wealth is going to keep you away from salah. It's a dua you should make. Oh Allah, if this dunya is going to lead me away from you, oh Allah, let me prefer the akhirah. Let me look for something else. Oh Allah, if this thing, as a part of your dua in life, if this job is not going to be good for my dunya and akhirah, oh Allah, keep it away from me. I don't want it. That's the dua of the Prophet ﷺ, the dua of istikhara. إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ شَرًّا لِي فِي دُنْيَايَ وَمَعَاشِي وَآخِرَتِي فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَارْضِنِي. Turn it away from me, oh Allah. May I never get that job. May I never get that mark. May I never have that money. I'd rather be poor and pray than rich and a loser in the akhirah. There was a woman, she was homeless, radiallahu anha. And she used to live in one of the corners of the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. She used to have a little tent there. She used to have whatever little belongings she had, she kept in that little place. And almost as if out of her love for Allah, for the Prophet, for the masjid, as if to repay for the kindness of having a small space, a small corner, she used to clean the house of the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, the house of Allah. The Prophet used to love to see her cleaning the masjid of Allah. And one day the Prophet went on a trip, took 3, 4, 5 days. When he came back, he saw the masjid was unclean. The masjid wasn't organized. The ground hadn't been swept. Back then they didn't have carpets, they had dirt. The ground hadn't been swept, the leaves hadn't been removed. They used to put a little bit of water to harden it so that it would dry before the next prayer. She used to clean the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. He came back and the masjid was not the way it should be. So he asked a simple question. Where is the woman who cleans my masjid? Where is she? فقالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد ماتت. O Messenger of Allah, when you were away, she died. And we buried her, you know, in that cemetery, Al-Baqi' in Medina. May Allah allow us to visit the Sahaba there and make dua for them. So we buried her. And the Prophet said, why didn't you tell me? He said, you know, يعني, she's not that significant. She's just a homeless woman. She's not like Ali radiallahu anhu. She's not like Abu Bakr or Fatima. She doesn't seem that special that we would come and knock on your door and say, oh, Messenger of Allah, the homeless lady in the masjid died. We buried her. We did what was right for her. But we didn't want to disturb you. This was at night. The Prophet ﷺ said, take me now to her grave. And in the middle of the night, they walk out of Medina to the cemetery. And the Prophet stands at her grave, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and prays on her, prays for her. What's her reason? Why does she deserve that? One reason. She cared for the house of Allah. She cared to do what's right. The fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, its first sign in how it shows is that the things that are important for Muslims are important to your heart. The Mus'haf, you would never dare put it at the level of your feet. The Mus'haf, you would never dare just pass it on to someone as if you're throwing it. The Mus'haf, you would never give it, the Book of Allah, with your left hand, the hand you wash yourself with, sneeze with. The hand you can't eat with is not good enough for the Mus'haf. Why do you do that? Because you fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's the word of Allah. The house of Allah, the word of Allah, it doesn't matter who's there. The Qibla, you never lay down and your feet just as if it's your ustaz, your teacher, somebody teaching you Quran, you never put your foot out towards them. The fear of Allah shows itself in honoring وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. The one who esteems, who honors the things that are sacred because Allah said they are sacred, it's because in their heart they have a love and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. The reason you honor your parents is not because they feed you or clothe you, is because you should fear Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala in your conduct with them. Look at the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Ridha Allah fi ridha al-walidain." Allah is pleased with you when your parents are pleased with you. Wa sakhatillah, and Allah's wrath, Allah's anger descends upon the one whose parents are angry with them. I can tell you in my 40 years of life that I have never met a single person who had crossed their parents, angered their parents, who had lost the barakah of dua of their parents and was successful in anything in life. There was never a single person in the history of humanity who went willfully against righteous parents, good parents in that which is good, and crossed them, raised their voice at them, angered them, belittled them, mocked them, turned away from them, ignored them, and had any success in life. And I leave you with the story of Prophet Ibrahim. His father was an evil, vile man who said to him, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. Ibrahim, if you don't stop and do what I say, and I order you to worship these false idols, that you worship these false gods, if you don't stop telling me about God and Allah and the truth, and telling me this is wrong and this is right, If you don't stop, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ, I will stone you to death. That's how evil his father was. The father of Prophet Ibrahim is the one who says to the people, build a fire, and they order Ibrahim to be thrown in it, and he is protected by Allah. But that same man, who none of our parents will ever be anything like, that evilness that he had, Ibrahim continues to say, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ, O Allah, forgive me and my parents. He says, as is in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah quotes him, وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ, O Allah, forgive my father. He was astray. He didn't know the right way. Compare that to the one who has no fear of Allah, no fear of their conduct in the house of Allah, no fear of their conduct in class where the Quran is open before them, no fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla when they're in public or in private, no fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in dealing with their parents who brought them into this world, who provide them their food and their drink and their shelter. The three verses that I began Khutbat al-Jum'ah with were the same three verses the Prophet recited every Jum'ah. All three of them begin with, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah. Fear Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to open our hearts to understanding the need of us being more worried about what Allah sees of us than what other people think of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts steady and steadfast upon Islam and turn us away from anything that leads us away from Him. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ala maghfir li wa arfa'ni wa razuqni wa arhamni wa ahdini. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. So how do we make taqwa a greater priority in our life? How do I change? How do I improve? I want you to focus on three simple statements, and I want everybody's eyes forward with me inshallah. The three statements are really simple. At-taqwa hiya an ta'amala bita'atillah. Fear of Allah means that you actively work to do what Allah is pleased with. You can't just hope to be a better Muslim. One young lady, she came, she goes, Sheikh Yahya, just, you know, I'm trying to pray better more. Can you just make dua that Allah makes me better in prayer? I don't pray as my, you know, make dua. I said, no. That's not how it works. Go make wudu, dress properly, come do your salah. Oh no, just make dua, Allah open my heart so I can pray. No, you're doing it wrong. Allah's not going to guide your heart, then you pray. Your heart is guided because you took the path to guidance. You have to walk the sirat al-mustaqim to attain the objective of becoming a better Muslim. You're not going to stop praying just by wishing. Al-Hasan, he used to say, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالتَّمَنِّي. Iman isn't something you wish for. هُوَ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ صَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. It's what's in your heart and you say, I'm going to do it. You've got to act. So the first step of taqwa, أَن تَعْمَلَ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Look for something that is obedient to Allah, something that Allah is pleased with, and it could be small or large, but each and every day do something for Allah. أن تعمل بطاعة الله. Number two, على نور من الله. Because you've received light from Allah. The light of Allah is the Quran. أنزلنا إليكم نورا. I gave you this light. In the darkness of life, the Quran shines the way. It's your compass when you're lost and I don't know which way to go. The first place for the answer is the book of Allah, the sunnah, the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ. So you got to act and do what's right, and you will only know that if you become more interested in what your deen is, in what your faith is. Not just people telling you do this or follow me, But you yourself, as a young man, young woman, saying to yourself, I want to know what Allah wants from me, and I'm going to go past just what's told to me. Number three, tarju thawab Allah, because you are hoping for a reward. And if you make your goal Jannah, if you make your goal happiness in this life that leads you to a greater happiness in the next life, you will find success. But if you have a short-sighted goal, if your only goal is, I just want to hang out, I just want to feel good, I just want to be liked, I just want people to like me, if your goal is just here and now, I just want money, I just want that car, I want to get an education so I can live better than my parents lived. If that's your goal, if that's all you want, you will have a miserable life. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Because the one who turns away from what Allah sent for us to remember and to celebrate, then their life will never give them the sweetness they wanted from it. It will always be miserable. And may Allah give you joyful days, happy days in this life. May you celebrate your success. May you celebrate your iman. May you become more regular and I regular in our prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften your heart and make you remorseful in your heart. And when you've done wrong, that you feel its shame, you feel its dishonor, you feel you've let yourself down, and you do better the next time, and you ask for forgiveness. كُلُّ ابْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. Because every human being has the capacity to make mistakes. And it's only those who make mistakes and have belief that return back to Allah. May Allah make you and I من التوابين التوابون to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم اهدنا واهدهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect our staff and our student, our parents and our teachers. Oh Allah, protect us from that which is sinful and inappropriate. We pray, Ya Allah, that you lead our principal and board and administrators to that which is pleasing to you, and turn all of us away from that which is haram and indecent. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to send your choicest blessings and salutations and peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, send your sada' upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad, al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim wa aqmi s-salah.